This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
we should have recently
boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Boy, oh boy, it is Monday. Got a lot of crazy stuff happening today. I'll highlight a couple things before we get back onto our dissertation, discourse, high school assembly program. By the way, what should be airing across... Well, we'll see what happens here, but across the United States of America, I'll tell you about that in just a couple minutes as well. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Steffi. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well. You can follow us on two different outlets, Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, one fan page, one personal page, Double E Bradley, that's Double E again, Bradley Dean, and or you can follow us, or yeah, you can follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, really quick, I just want to highlight these two things before we start rolling. We got to stay to the topic the best that we can. But interestingly enough, we were told today that Hobby Lobby won, you know, freedom of speech. There was no violation of Article 1, but there was concerning this criminal administration once again. We can clearly see in our Bill of Rights that government... Here, let me say it this way. The Bill of Rights, friends, to government is a bill of thou shall nots. It doesn't give them a free rein to go ahead and do whatever they want, when they want, how they want. It's exactly the opposite. It bars them from what they're attempting to do today. It says in Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, it says, Congress, that's we the people. When you talk of Congress, friends, that's your voice, okay? But they work for you. Congress shall make no law. See that? Thou shall not. No law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government, which works for you, for a redress of grievances. I want you to understand that this victory that you had today, friends, through Hobby Lobby, though it's significant, it just only reaffirms, it reinstates the facts, friends, that law is law, and we are ruled by law in this country, not by those that mean to rule over us. Well, let me say it this way. All nine of them, the Supreme Court justices, they could have voted against Hobby Lobby. They could have voted against Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. But if you understand that you're ruled by law, no matter what the Supreme Court states, friends, you still are the one obeying, even if they voted against it. Because it was like what President Andrew Jackson rightly said. He said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is our ruler. The President of the United States, friends, pulling these executive orders out of nowhere. I would like for someone to tell me where he's extracting the authority to go ahead and overrule law. I want someone to answer that for me, if you could, please. 1-866-233-0747. Now, that brings me to the next topic, and I just briefly highlighted that. Interestingly enough, concerning... illegal, you know, the immigration issue. Remember what I said to you months back, friends. If Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration had all the support that you are led to believe that he has through the state-run media, then why does he need the illegals so much? Which only proves my point. Well, friends, for those that did not know, the illegals have been bleeding over for years now. And they were, the rupture, it was ruptured just over the last weekend here, because in Texas we see an influx of illegal immigrants coming in. In other words, he's ignoring you. First of all, he's ignoring the law. Secondly, he's ignoring the voice of the law, which is you, the people. And now he's saying if Congress doesn't act on amnesty, he said he's going to go ahead and act outside of Congress. And he's going to use executive authority to do that. I want somebody, please tell me, where is he extracting his authority? Where is he driving his authority to go ahead and override the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4? Somebody please tell me. Because, friends, I can't find it, I can't see it, and what this tyrant, this criminal, and a criminal he is, friends, he means to create domestic insurrection one way or another. And by the way, this is communistic, this is a totalitarian method to create domestic insurrection. And if you think it's that far out, friends, there's nothing new under the sun. Just simply go back to the Declaration of Independence and see what the tyrant King George did to our forefathers who threw him off, okay? Anyways, in saying that, trying to stay course, but I just wanted to hit those two topics real quick. The president does not have the authority, okay? So if he does it and he gets away with it, it's because the American people allowed him. And this victory that we have with Hobby Lobby, it's an issue of law, friends. I don't care if the Supreme Court voted against it. Even when they say it's a right for a woman to choose concerning abortion or a man to marry a man, no, friends. That which stands against the law of God, it's not an enactment because man says it is because he wants to make it law. No, then he rules against what God established in this country through common law. In other words, we have to throw that off. And one more time, I want people to understand this, because the Supreme Court justices, friends, are not there to be a bunch of activists. They're not there to legislate. And I want you to hear what the President of the United States said, the seventh president. He said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God. There we have it right there. And the Supreme Court is now our ruler. So really what it comes down to, are you ruled by God or are you ruled by man? Got that? Cool. We're going to come right back after this break. And before I do that, friends, I'm going to give it over to our little princess here and let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And what we're going to talk about today is offenses and what they're teaching, well, not just the young people, but the older people as well through the state-run media, and what's going on in education concerning the sexual ed and the indoctrination.
Well, speaking of what you were just talking about, well, the reason why that is, of course, is because a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. But going along the same discourse of what you're talking about as far as obeying God or obeying man, Samuel Adams had a little something to say about it. He said, the natural liberty of man is to be free from any superior power on earth and not to be under the will or legislative authority of man, but only to have the law of nature for his rule. So the laws of nature and of nature's God. If everyone simply obeyed the commandments, we would have a utopia.
That's right.
You know?
Said John Adams.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now it's interesting. This is also Samuel Adams speaking here in an essay in the Public Advertiser in 1749. He said,
who is this?
This is Samuel Adams.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Novenglass.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Samuel Adams, he said, neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter what kind of a constitutional things that we have. If we are corrupt ourselves, it was made for a moral and a religious people, our constitution.
Abraham Lincoln said, we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution. Amen. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I was bringing up the point that it looks like we're being picked up on television as well, and we just sent out an 8-hour documentary called My War, which is available on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And we're waiting for the air times. I believe it's going to be, well, viewed on the West Coast.
Nice.
So we'll let you know as things transpire,
that's a great
okay?
Coast to view it on. That's definitely true. Now, I'll just say a few more things before we get going here with the rest of the program. Basically, we got that right there. Chase, we can hear you.
Hey, guys,
you on
we can hear everything you guys are doing.
Okay, I want to say this real quick. You know, we've got the 4th of July coming up here, and we've got some, you know, it's a holiday, obviously, coming up, celebrating our liberty and freedom. So we're going to be talking a lot about that this week. But I want to just comment on this quote here by Ben Franklin. Now, he's speaking of holidays as in Christ's birthday, but it's an interesting point. He said, "How many observe Christ's birthday? How few his precepts? Oh, 'tis easier to keep holidays than commandments." You know, people claim to be Christians all day long. They go, you know, to Easter service or they go to Christmas service, but how many of them keep the commandments of God during the rest of the time of their week? We need to observe that just like we have the
Well, the point is how many know the commandments of God, and if they don't know them, how are they going to keep them?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like your rights. If you don't know your rights, then you don't have any rights.
That's right, and you don't just keep it on one or two special occasions during the year, just like we celebrate Independence Day coming up here on Friday. We don't just honor our veterans one day during the year. We live for their sacrifice and what they died for during the entire year. We don't just give them standing ovations at parades.
And interestingly enough, if you go to their websites, which I'm hooked up with quite a few of them, the Navy SEALs, it's interesting that hourly I'm getting emails just them honoring those that have sacrificed their all. And I like every single one of them.
I know, me too. Yeah. Because
it's important to remember that, listen, freedom is not free, friends.
Absolutely. And for these men and women that sacrifice, and also for their children, their families, I saw a post just the other day, I think it was even yesterday, a little girl, maybe she looked like she was about 1 year old. She said, "I've waited my whole life to meet you, Daddy," and she was just going to meet her father for the first time, who was out serving.
Beautiful little girl.
Yeah, if that doesn't touch your heart, nothing will. So please remember that as you're getting ready and people have lots of things going on during the 4th of July and over the week and the weekend, remember we are not just celebrating you know, our independence, and we're not celebrating the sacrifice for our freedom one day a year, but let's do this all year round.
If we can get through the topic over the next couple of days, hopefully we can jump on the 4th of July and just hit that topic. But this information that we're giving you right now is from MyWar, again, which is available on audio and video on sonsoflibertyradio.com. But let's get to it real quick, friends. This was a while ago, but on the front page of the newspaper, I noticed as I looked down and read on the headliner, as usual, the propagandist, it said this. It said, right on the front page of the paper, sex offenders being released in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Sex offenders being released in the community. I thought, man, I wonder if the state-run media is getting good on me that they're actually warning me. And then as I thought about it, I noticed that the problem with this was that I looked up on the same rack, and on that same rack was the pornography and the semi-pornography that fueled the pervert's fire in the first place to become a sex offender.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, we wonder what the problem is.
Oh, it's right in front of our face. It always is right in front of our face. For example, you go through the grocery store. You go through the drugstore. You see magazines like Cosmopolitan. You see what sex feels like for him. Or what sex feels like for her, or boost your body confidence in bed. Or, again, you go back and it's almost just a reoccurring thing. What sex feels like for a guy. And it always has some little hot-looking chick up on the cover, which, by the way, isn't her. You can go ahead and highlight that
if you basically,
would.
I do this whole expose in my class about this. And a lot of what you see on magazines, girls strive to be like what they see on the front cover. Well, a lot of what you see in the front cover is not real. Literally, they take out wrinkles. They take out zits. They make a breast
close their
larger.
Pores, whiten their teeth, enhance their breasts, make them skinny.
They make their nose smaller, more narrow rather than wider. I mean, literally, they're changing these girls completely 100%. So the young girls that view this are saying, why can't I look like that? Well, honey, don't be too sad, because she don't really look like that neither. It's called Photoshop. So it's amazing what they do to actually make these people look one way, and they're not that way.
Well, just think how many little girls are trying to live up to the standard which is created by man.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Now, going back to Cosmopolitan and these magazines that fuel the perverse fire, it's interesting because concerning Cosmopolitan, going through, again, the checkout lanes, drugstores, grocery stores, whatever the case is, you'll find that they're now covering up the covers of Cosmopolitan. And I'll tell you why they're doing that, at least in our communities, because we've told them that we're sick and tired of this garbage that you're exposing little kids to, this sexual perversion. Interestingly enough, we've asked one manager, why is it that you guys have these right at the checkout aisles and the checkout lanes? And she said, well, that's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You know, what also surprised me a little bit is the fact that you never, ever see anybody buy these. But I have noticed on airplanes, you know, all these gossip magazines, the, you know, he did this to her and he's cheating on her and she's cheating on him magazines, you know, the Inquiring Mind, so on and so forth. It's interesting. You know who's reading those magazines? Full-grown women on the airplane. It sickens me.
It is. It's so strange. I remember one time going through the checkout line and someone had gotten an Inquirer, and I remember looking at the lady, because I thought, I want to look and see what kind of a woman, like, what does a woman look like that buys a magazine like that? And she's just, you know, like, a, you know, in her 30s, average. It's like, girl, what are you thinking? I mean, I'm sure she wouldn't appreciate it if her husband or her boyfriend was looking at the front cover lusting after some girl, but yet you're buying it yourself? It only encourages them to keep doing what we do, what they're doing. You know, think about it. If no one would buy the magazines anymore, we'd put them out of business in a day.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and post that video that you actually did showing before and afters concerning these supposed hot models on the covers. Friends, because I'm telling you what, they ain't hot. They ain't got it going on. Matter of fact, again, it's all created. But going back to Cosmopolitan, this actually came from American Family, okay? But listen, look at the information that they derived. This is what Cosmopolitan said. They said, as you know, all of us at Cosmo are really proud of the fact that our magazine is packed with intimate advice on how you can have a happier and healthier sex life. Really. And it's also interesting that when you go to page 66 in one of these magazines, we found that it stated, also check out our Rape Stoppers campaign update on page 66. As you know, we have been running this since the start of last year to help raise money for a national helpline for survivors of rape. But never has it been more needed than now. They're adding gas to the fire.
Total hypocrisy.
And then they raise money to help those people that have been burned.
That's right.
Wow, that is just hypocritical to no end. Now, folks, let's go in. Speaking of sex, let's go over to MTV, magazines, Hollywood, music, you name it, sexual innuendo everywhere. Now, my little boy gets to walk into every store in America and see right at eye level semi-pornography. And he'll say things like, hey, Dad, what is that? And I'll just look at him and I'll say, those are magazines for guys and girls that just ain't got it. They just don't take the right course. They're perverts, honey. That's why they buy magazines like that. And he looks up at me and says, oh, I get it. I get it. High school in Canton, Ohio is succeeding in setting a new record. 65 of the girls attending that high school are pregnant. I didn't say one. I didn't say two. I said 65 of the girls in Canton, Ohio high school were pregnant. Who's teaching our kids to emulate them? According to Canton Health Department, out of the 586 babies born through July at local hospitals, 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of, listen carefully, 11 and 19 years old. Friends, I'm sorry, call me what you will. I did not even know that an 11-year-old kid could have a baby. And what kind of an individual would prey on a little girl or a little boy? Wow. 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of 11 and 19 years old. Radio show hosts pick up the story, only again to prove my point, how worthless they really are, most of them. They ran with the story and they said, outrageous, outrageous, they shouted. Failure, failure. Failure? Friends, really? Failure? I want you to think about it, because they succeeded at one thing. Culture, the state-run media, and the perverts behind the scenes have succeeded in absorbing the message of modern American culture and applying the message into their own lives, and also through the public education health courses classes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're in fifth grade and even beyond now, because they're starting very young in, like, you know, kindergarten age.
I didn't even know what was going on in the fifth grade.
Of course, you shouldn't
like,
know what's going on.
What is that? How does this work?
Yeah, you shouldn't know what's going on. It's not your place, and you should take your kids out of public schools. That's the number one answer. But when you're going back and you see it promoted everywhere, now they're doing it in schools for very young kids. And you see it on MTV, you see it in movies, you see it in music, you see it on magazines, you see it on TV. I mean, anywhere and everywhere. If you put
like
this in front of a kid's
story,
yeah, if you're
going to
put this in front of a kid's face, then don't be surprised when they go out and commit the act, and then they get pregnant, or they get an STD, or all these different types of things. Then we have abortion. Then we have all this, you know, ripple effect, because we didn't teach them the right way to begin with. God's commandments: thou shalt not commit adultery, no fornicator, which means to have sex before marriage, will inherit the kingdom of heaven, the Bible says. So if we would teach our young people these precepts, then we wouldn't have all these problems to deal with later, because
or
we didn't.
Allow your kids to be taught these precepts.
That's right.
Folks, we're
going
to take a quick break. If you'd like to be a part of the show, stay the topic. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. AIDS, HIV, herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia. What about it?
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. UnseenNow.com. Proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Folks, why is it that you're not showing billboards of people suffering from AIDS, HIV, herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia, so on and so forth? Remember, my message is prevention is better than cure. That's why I'm a preacher of law to grace, the same way that Christ was, Romans 15:8, Galatians 3:24, and going back to the Old Testament, Psalm 40, and also Psalm 19:7. Prevention is better than cure. Now, Jason, my old guitar player, thought it was really cute when he used to wear a shirt that says, "I have sex on the first date." It was a lot more vulgar than that, friends. But see, it wasn't so funny when Jason found out he had actually contracted AIDS on one of our tours in which we took in Denver, Colorado area. See, Jason's been gone for probably about 15 to 20 years now. And he used to think it was cute. That is, again, until he was on his back laying on the bed, being pumped full of steroids so he could live just a little bit longer. See, friends, you and your young ones are patronized as condoms are thrown out to you just in case you can't say no, or just in case you can't help yourself. Or what about the girls? If you want to get a little promiscuous, then just go ahead and get yourself on the pill, then everything will be okay. No, they're being set up, friends. Do you remember the movie Remember the Titans, the true story? I love true stories, by the way. But interestingly enough, do you remember when Coach Boone got the team up at 3 a.m. to go running and the white coach said, "This is a high school football team, not the Marines"? Do you remember what Coach Boone said to that white coach? He said, you're not doing these kids a favor by patronizing them. You're crippling them. That's exactly right. You're crippling them by withholding the truth. Stephanie said right before the break, 1 Corinthians 6:9, no fornicator, no adulterer, fornication, sex before marriage, no adulterer shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Why don't you tell them that? Why don't you tell them what Jesus said in Matthew 5, that if even if a man looks at a woman or a woman looks at a man, whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after hath already committed adultery with her in her heart. That's why, folks, you say, well, nobody can do that. That's the point. That's why we're saved by grace, through faith and that not of ourselves. But what is it that was the schoolmaster to bring you to the Christ? The law was. See, he said in Matthew 5, the law says thou shalt not commit adultery. Then he said in grace, as it was intensified and magnified, he said, even if a woman, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. He goes on, he says, if your eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it's more profitable that you go into hell with one eye, go into heaven with one eye than go into hell with both.
I
don't understand what's going on in this country. That I guess what I'm saying is I understand, but I don't understand what they don't understand.
Yeah.
This is so simple to understand.
Because they haven't upheld the law of the Lord, that's why we find ourselves in the position that we are today. And I want to point out the fact of what you're saying, too, where Jesus said, even if you look upon a man or a woman to lust after him, you've committed adultery with him already in your heart. That he said in grace. So many times people say, well, you know, grace is just this slippery slope. It's an
completely
excuse for
opposite.
Us to, you know, we can do whatever we want and just say we're sorry and we're forgiven. Now, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and in that Ten Commandments he gave to Moses, it was, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus intensified it in grace and said, even if you look. So I want to give that distinction because some people think that grace is an opportunity just to do whatever you want and just ask for forgiveness to get by with your sin. No, grace is the ability to overcome your sin, but he took that commandment and he intensified it through grace.
Now, I'm not sure, but isn't that exactly verbatim what I just got done saying?
That might be exactly the same, but I wanted to make it clear because of the fact that, like, you're talking about there.
You just wasted a minute on airtime.
Well, I think...
Maybe you think you're talking to the men who need to be told things twice?
Maybe, but I was just pointing out the fact that that's grace you were talking of, because when he said, even if you look upon a man or woman, he said that in grace. Because so many times people think that grace is just their excuse, like I said, to do whatever you want, and it's not the case.
Yes. I'm going to actually bring you forth the exact definition, because we got the fools out there that they make up things as they go. And what I like to do is I like to make reference to who we are and where we came from. Noah's Webster, by the way, can I just tell you what Noah Webster said? And he said, my view, the Christian religion is the most important, one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. Speaking of our high school assembly program, no truth is more evident to my mind than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people. I'm trying to figure out how this is working out for America. And yes, it's these false grace preachers that are constantly nitpicking everything I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They swallow the camel, friends, as they strain at the gnat.
That's right. And they talk about, you know, this is the Old Testament, not we're in the New. Jesus intensified it in the New. He was speaking of
that
in the New.
Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets.
Right.
I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. He said, not one jot nor one tittle in any wise shall pass away. Then he said, until they all be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, friends, the word grace, it means the power to overcome.
Nice. Not give
so by. It's not. No. We're always told grace is this. Favor, goodwill, kindness, disposition to oblige another as a grant made as an act of grace. That's true. Praise God for his mercy, right? But grace, friends, means favorable influence of God, the divine influence or the influence of the Spirit, listen carefully, in renewing the heart and restraining from sin. 2 Corinthians 12 was the reference. My grace is sufficient for thee.
Yep.
Oh, we don't want to hear about that. No, you want to take the very definition, the pith and marrow out of the definition, because when you do that, it exposes you for who you are. And you are those that honor the Christ with your lips, but your hearts are far from him. And so anyways, friends, just saying. Folks, you live in a society where you're taught to be good lawbreakers. As a matter of fact, if you want to speed, just go buy yourself a Fuzzbuster.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Go ahead and just buy yourself a Fuzzbuster if you want to break the law, friends. As a matter of fact, the message given to the young people today is if you have enough money, you can always get a good lawyer to get you off any crime committed. Well, what kind of a message are you leaving to our posterity, friends? Speaking of sex, and another lie that's promulgated upon you, America, is the fact that, well, you know, if you use a condom, then sexual disease, well, the chances of you actually getting one are very slim. Listen to this. This was Dr. Malone Johnson, MD, BantamBooks.com, 1997. He was a doctor that did an autopsy on a dead body that had the HIV virus. Listen carefully. As always, in such circumstances, I suited up carefully, first putting on my blue scrubs, then a hooded jumpsuit. I donned on more arm protectors, a plastic face shield, two pairs of latex gloves, I'm not kidding, friends, heavily armed against the virus. I pushed the gurney into the autopsy room, and he still contracted the HIV virus.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Got a guy in front of me right now with a picture. He's in a hospital bed. His face, about three quarters of one side of his face, is completely, it's completely black. It's infested. Completely infested with the HIV virus. He's going blind. Well, he was told that, what he said, Francis, I was doing some things that I shouldn't have been doing, and I knew it. He said, but I was always taught to believe that God was a loving God, and I could do just about anything, and he would just forgive me.
Yep.
He said, now I found out differently. No, you reap what you sow. But here again, friends, 10,000 doctors in the United States demanded the removal and resignation of the director of the Federal Center for Disease Control, Dr. Jeffrey Copeland. By the way, he was under the Bush administration. Okay? Why was he... Well, why were they trying to get rid of this guy? Because they're promoting safe sex education as official government policy. Well, the government has known about the limitations of condoms in preventing sexual transmitted diseases. In other words, they are deliberately misrepresenting the risks in sex education, curriculum, and public health. Again, friends, this is the ambulance at the bottom of the mountain.
Yep, I got an idea for you.
Go ahead.
The safest sex... is no sex.
Yeah, I'm going to get...
Until you're married.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the best way to stop destruction is abstinence. And everybody says, well, you know, not everybody's just going to go down that path. Well, okay, that's fine. Then you're going
to
eat the fruit of your own ways.
You have to live with
the consequences. I can tell you not to touch the fire. And you're going to tell me, yeah, but there's going to be people that are going to go touch the fire. What would you say to someone like that? You'd say, well, if you touch that fire that I'm telling you not to touch, you're going to get burnt. Okay, well, that's what I'm saying, too. You're going to reap what you sow. The myth is kids don't want to hear about abstinence. The fact is 93% of the young people in this country want to hear and see the absolutes. Isn't it also interesting, friends, that the more immoral people become, the more laws are put on the people? So who is pushing these agendas in the first place? I want to show you how it works. Talked to a little 14-year-old boy at an alternative high school in Hopkins, Minnesota. 14 years old. He's talking about sex, and he kind of puffed up a little bit. And I said to him, I said, you know, love gives and lust takes. And he said, yeah. I said, you don't agree with me? He said, no. I said, well, let me ask you something, little brother from another mother. I said, that girl that you say that you've had sex with, he never had sex with anybody, friends. The bottom line is he was trying to fit in to the older crowd. I said to him, I said, so that girl that you say that you love, I said, what do you think about her being with two or three people before you finally get to her? All of a sudden, it wasn't cool. You see how it's a law unto itself, friends? Folks, I want to tell you something. You contract HIV. You contract some of these diseases. And by the way, HIV is man-made, for those that did not know. But in saying that, I want you to also understand that for those that contract these diseases that God, by the way, promised to the disobedient, I want to tell you guys, girls, there's no ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. You got it? Well, you were warned, just so you know.
Yeah, and the thing is when people say things like, well, they're just going to go ahead and do it anyway. You know what? If they're going to do it anyway, that's their choice. Everyone has a choice to make, but let not one of them go ahead and do anything
it's
without
like,
first being warned by
right.
us and shown the consequences.
It's like we're 30,000 feet up in the air. Okay, let's intensify it through grace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that God said, let the fornicators know that they have no inheritance in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The more I tell you not to do something, the more you want to do it. See, that's showing you the effectiveness of God's spiritual law. The law is spiritual. I'm carnal, soul, and understand. What would you think of a man if we were 30,000 feet up in the air and I said, listen, I'm going to jump, but I got my parachute on. And he said, I'm going to jump too, but I don't need one because I can land and I can land safely.
I'd say you're crazy. It's not going to happen.
Exactly
right.
It
doesn't matter how much he believes it.
But that's how people tempt God,
yeah.
Isn't it? And then when it happens, they sit back and say, what was that all about? And furthermore, they even go so far as to get mad at God
Mm-hmm. For when you already warned.
Yep. See, the problem is the preachers. Where they are.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution." But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You know, one of the points I wanted to make right before the end of last segment, I think I got cut off just a little bit here, is the fact of the matter is, were the preachers to warn men to flee from the wrath to come? See, this is where you see and make distinction between a preacher of God and a hireling of God. Mm-hmm. Because a preacher will preach forth law to grace. The way Scripture lays it out from A to Z, you can't miss it, friends. But what you see is you see so many people trying to stop the offense of the gospel. Those that are offended by the law are the ones that are violating the law. Those are the ones that need Christ,
right?
See, it was John Newton, you know, the guy that wrote the song Amazing Grace. He said, "Ignorance of the nature and design of the law is at the bottom of most religious mistakes." Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said, "I don't believe that any man can preach the gospel who does not preach the law." Of course he can't. Then he warns, "Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place." But again, how many preachers today, friends, do you hear preaching the law? Nope. Mm-hmm. Got to tell you a little story about Noah's Ark or, you know, Joshua blowing the trumpets and all of a sudden the walls fall down. And no, we got to entertain people out of salvation. We got to entertain them. We've got to befriend them. We have to woo them, I've heard, friends.
Yeah.
To heaven. Really? Can you show me that anywhere?
Friendship evangelism in Scripture.
I'd like to see it. I would like to see it.
You know, the Bible also says that the law is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith in Galatians 3:24. So people say, well, the law, listen, this is what the law does. It's our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. It doesn't justify us. It doesn't leave us with lots of help. It leaves us helpless that we can see our need of a Savior. It goes from the law to judgment to mercy and faith. After the law shows you your sinful condition, judgment shows you what you deserve, and it makes it understandable to you. Oh, yeah, I see that, you know, a criminal, you throw them in jail and they don't think they've done anything wrong. They're going to think an injustice just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, listen, you transgressed this law, you're going to jail. At least it makes sense to him why he's going to jail. At least judgment makes sense to a person who's unsaved. Well, why would God punish me? I heard God's all loving and I heard.
Well, this is why people are confused today.
Of course they are.
This is exactly why they're confused today, because they don't understand what the law says.
That's right. You see interviews of people all the time, you know, and they say, well, supposedly that, like, God is, like, all loving and merciful, so, you know, you can just say you're sorry and blah, blah,
yep.
blah.
Now take that to the natural, and then you wonder why you see repeat offenders over and yep. over and over again, because you know as well as I do, the church has already taught them, both in the spiritual and in the natural, that the judge, for the most part, is just going to go ahead and slap them on the hands. Well, let yep. me ask you something, friends. Who taught them that?
That's right.
The professed preachers of the day have.
That's right.
And what we need to do is get back to the method of Christ and follow in his footsteps. That's the proper understanding of Christ. Listen to this. And his methods. It was Martin Luther that said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect. And friends, I want to tell you what, they are all over the place. They are pansies, they are hirelings, they are a bunch of effeminate little preachers walking around acting as if Jesus had pink little booties on, spanking sheep on the backside, and saying everything is just wonderful. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. Jesus didn't come into the world to tell them everything was okay. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He said, I am the way, I am the one that you are to follow, and not what man's right. methods and all these false grace hirelings, friends. They sicken me to no end, and the pulpits across this country. Right. By the way, they're preaching anarchy.
Yeah.
This is, again, the reason we have abortion. This, again, is why we have homosexuals marrying each other, is because these cowards won't preach what God's word commands.
They don't even speak it. We actually talked with a woman a few weeks ago, and she's like, well, she's like, was talking to her pastor, and she's saying, well, finish the job. I mean, you know, yeah, it's good that you're a teacher, but why don't we talk about the issues of today? We don't speak about those issues because we're afraid we might offend people, and people wouldn't want to come to our church, and if we don't have people, then we might lose our tithe, then we might lose our building. Listen, your job as a pastor is not make sure you have a big building. Your job as a pastor is to preach the truth, and people will come because they're drawn to the truth.
Let me put this into perspective. If I had a cure for a disease that you had, how could you be offended at me if it cured you?
I couldn't.
Well, this is why, again, people are confused, and yet Jesus was the what? Great physician, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's also the one that said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
And, you know,
and those that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick, of course. So what we need to do is use the law of God to show them their sickness so they have a need for one who can give him the cure, and he is a great physician.
Someone who's sitting in the dark, if you flip on the light, they're going to be pretty mad at you, but you know what? The point is you have to flip on that light in order for them to see their state before God. You know,
Wait. If it's dark and you flip on the light, you're going to get mad at them.
No, what I'm saying is if someone's in darkness and they're sleeping, like, for example,
you
flip on a light and
3 o'clock in the morning,
they're going to be offended by it. And you know what? A lot of times, Jesus, when he spoke, people were offended, but it was usually the religious people.
Yeah.
But the reason why is because men love their darkness rather than the light.
Well, keep in mind, it was the religious hypocrites of the day that crucified Christ.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's so needful, because unless you show people their true condition before God, they are never going to think that they have a need for repentance or a need for a Savior. People say, you know, God saved you from your sins. It's like, well, great, but unless you tell them and show them their sin, it's going to mean nothing to them.
Yeah.
You know, and if you say, listen, we want people to be positive.
But, hey, you ever listen to someone's testimonial
mm-hmm.
in these false grace churches? What do? They don't magnify the goodness of Christ. They magnify how bad of a criminal they were.
Right.
That guy did this, and, you know, I was in my school, and everybody's laughing, going right along with it, and, oh, man, I did so much drugs, man, I could have fed a small country. Oh, you know, but Jesus, somewhere in there, he saved me. But let me get back to me, and let me tell you how bad I was.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, my testimony isn't how bad I was. My testimony is how good Christ is, and the power of the Holy Ghost, and the power and the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, how good God is. But you don't know the goodness of God until you realize how bad you are. And for those that are truly saved, they're not making light of how bad they are, because their badness, their sin, is what put Jesus Christ on the cross. What's funny about that?
Mm-hmm.
But again, what do we see in America today? Oh, you know, I got to tell you about how bad I was, and I did this, and I was drug running, and I was, you know, I killed 55 people. And you get these idiots in the little congregations. Oh, and Jesus saved them. Oh, blessed be the name. No. See, they don't understand the power. They don't understand the transforming power and the renewing power of the Holy One of Israel, because they've never been born of the Spirit of God. They don't know what it means to be born again of the Spirit of God. I don't care if you have the gifts of the Spirit. I can just hear someone out there say, well, I operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Hey, there's going to be many on that day.
Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in thy name? In thy name cast out like devils, and in thy name do many wondrous works. And he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Lawlessness.
Amen. I never knew you. So it doesn't matter whatever you say you think you know. What matters is, are you soundly saved before a just and a holy God?
If you love him, show him you love him, church. And those that love the truth, you have ears to hear and eyes to see. We're in this together, and we can change this country one step at a time, but we're going to do it together.
And what I want to highlight, too, is the fact that if you'd like to get this My Word documentary series, we've been going over it for the past few weeks now, but I do want to say this, it's great to have it in a version that you can see, too, as well. Like, for example, when Bradley is bringing up the man dying of HIV, you can literally see on his face where it's literally, like you said, all black.
Well, you can hear him say what he said.
You can see him and you can hear him. It's really good when you can see it at the same time, because it amplifies everything. So if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can get the My War 5-part documentary series. You can also get it in a CD form, too, if you'd like to as well. And I also want to highlight here at the same time our product of the week. We're talking about Christ and Christ crucified and people's need for a Savior. And we also have the 4th of July coming up here. Our Price t-shirts are back in stock, and they're bigger and badder than ever. And what I mean by that is, we have a really nice quality to them where they're soft, and they turn out excellent. So for those of you who'd like to get one of those too as well, it's a $20 donation, but we're highlighting it as our product of the week this week. So monthly sponsors, you sons and you daughters of Liberty, get 25% off by calling 1-866-233-0747. And speaking of becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, you can do that as well by going to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can scroll down to the bottom. It says become a son or daughter of Liberty. There's four easy ways in which you can do that. Or you can make a secure online donation to help us continue to do what we do and to get out there to the masses to seek and save that which is lost. As Bradley mentioned, we're going to get this documentary series out there on a national basis from a very well-known, respected...
James Dobson outlet.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be great.
Friends, really quick, if you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook right now, you'll see that a Muslim sympathizer with the Muslim Brotherhood who works under the Obama administration on the DHS, Homeland Security, he is saying that we are Islamic nation. No, we are not. 1 John 3:18.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.